This summer, we've heard a few times about the current state-of-the-art method used by some political consultants to measure the effectiveness of television commercials or speeches and help politicians hone their rhetoric. It's called a dial session. It's a kind of focus group, but one whose judgments are quantified. Instead of just hearing what voters make of an ad or a speech, you can create a computer chart of their aggregate second-by-second reactions.
We are now going to take a look at the Bob Dole famous Hollywood speech that everybody in this room dialed, as well as people around the country dialed. And we're going to take a look at the moments to moments on the TV with the lines or the EKGs right over to see how everybody scored this ad.
Okay. So we're going to see and hear Bob Dole speaking about morality and the movies, and then we'll see the graph crawling across the screen.
Yeah.
California.
Well, there he is. The line's at 50.
And John, I do thank you for that introduction. Thank everybody for being here tonight. I want to talk to you tonight about the future of America.
As Dole speaks, a superimposed white line crawls across the screen. It shows how dozens of viewers reacted to each moment of the speech. Each viewer had a handheld transmitter with a dial. Turn the dial all the way left, the transmitter displays zero. All the way to the right, it shows 100. Straight up, it reads 50. Every second, the dial settings are sampled and fed into a computer, which makes the graph. 50 is neutral.
Is the way our popular culture treats them and ridicules them.
And that graph now is climbing through the 50s, up past 60, hovering in the low 60s, climbing again, heading up into the mid-60s.
They bombard our children with destructive messages of casual violence and even more casual sex. And I concluded... industry accountable for putting profit ahead of common decency. So here I am in California, the home of the entertainment industry.
Back up into the mid-60s.
And to many of the people who share our popular culture. And I'm asking for their help.
Breaking 70.
I really
70.
Believe, and I say this having traveled around and around and around, not all political meetings.
This demonstration was at the Washington offices of the Melman Group, a Democratic political consulting firm. Lisa Dropkin and John Kulak showed us how dial sessions work. Another example they showed us, how a group of independent or swing voters in Baltimore rated a video of President Clinton's speech about clean water.
Clean Water Act, the one we have in place now, the one I'm going to use the power of the presidency to protect. Every year, the real Clean Water Act cleans more than 1 billion pounds of toxic pollutants from our water.
Well, we're heading up towards
every
70 favorable rating now.
100 million tons of sewage out of our rivers, lakes, and streams. In human terms, it keeps poisons out of your child's evening bath and bedtime glass of water. Once a river of ours was so polluted that it actually caught fire.
There we end, up at about 70.
Yeah, he started at 50, he ended at 70. That's a very strong improvement for him. You'll notice the two times for the environment when he improved the most was when he talked about kids and children.
You've been running sessions like this for 5 or 6 years. Over that time, apart from issues changing, do you get the sense that people change, that they're... reactions to what they see on the television just change, or some things that used to interest them, now they perhaps they're jaded about and doesn't get to them. John?
Well, yeah, they have gotten more cynical. That's certainly true. It used to be you could throw any negative ad up there, or comparative ad up there, and it would pretty much...
Comparative ad is that's the euphemism in the trade for attacking your opponent. Yes.
Or informative ad.
Oh, I see.
But now you have to be a little bit more clever, and you have to not sort of beat him over the head as much as you used to be able. Used to, you could just, you know, big brother voice, this guy is going, you know, destroy the environment, he's going to take away all your jobs, and, you know, that was the end of it. Now you have to be a little bit more subtle with your communications on informative ads, because people have gotten a little bit more cynical.
One thing, obviously, that the Democrats really wanted to do was take back the family values issue and... removing family values as a phrase from the public discourse and replacing it with some of these other things like corporate responsibility, individual responsibility, is an attempt to use language to take back the issue.
Same thing with change. I mean, if a word gets used over and over again, that word becomes a little meaningless. So you have to talk about it slightly differently, but you really mean the same thing.
Now, are there some words or phrases from doing lots of dial sessions that you know now are almost universal ups or universal downs?
What would you say to that, John?
We could tell you, but we'd have to kill you. Yes, there are certain things that are guaranteed to get a very strong spike upward.
For example?
Pension protection right now is an example of something that's very current. Anytime a Democratic candidate mentions that they're going to, you know, protect workers' pensions, if you're going to Michigan or Ohio, you are guaranteed to get a huge spike upward.
You know, a couple of cycles ago, a candidate that understood that American families were being squeezed between rising prices and incomes that can't keep up was a candidate who certainly understood what we were all going through and was usually language that responded to.
Send those dials up.
Send those dials up.
Let me ask you, I mean, how do you defend this process against the pretty obvious criticism that it is real time? There's no digesting of what we're seeing. There's no... no time to reason and think about what Bob Dole said about Hollywood or Bill Clinton said about water actually might be true or whether it might be well-reasoned?
I think that actually it's quite important. It's incredibly useful that it is real time and people are given exactly a second to react to each second of the ad, because there's a tendency, and we've all seen it when we've done focus group research and showed people ads, that very quickly the room turns into a bunch of movie critics where they pick apart every little thing. But when you're at home in front of your television set where you are bombarded with thousands of messages, political ads compete with so much. They compete with huge media buys by Frito-Lay and Coca-Cola and Pepsi for their attention. And they see these political ads relatively few times in comparison to all of the other ads that they watch, and you don't sit around and discuss them ad nauseum. You really are reacting to what you're seeing 3, 4, 5 times, and then you're making your decision.
And when you have a session with a group and 60 people walk into the room, first of all, what's the best possible sign to you? I mean, what would make you turn your dial up to 100 upon seeing the group?
Nothing. I mean, the fact that we get 60 people to show up makes my dial go.
What would make you turn your dial down to zero as the session is about? What's the worst thing from your standpoint?
Frankly, the worst thing that can happen is during the session you're seeing flat lines, which are 50s, because then you have nothing to tell the campaign. You have nothing to guide the media people. That's the worst thing that can happen for a researcher.
Well, Lisa and John, thank you both very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Lisa Dropkin and John Kulak both conduct dial sessions for the Democratic political consulting firm, the Melman Group. Consultants who work for candidates of both parties use this technology, usually to test whether the client's television commercials have a positive effect on the audience.